Nation, Men's Radio. Radio.
Shodat Clare Gael as Bavalia Mosaltica. I'm Robert Kitin Cartwell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you ever heard tell about Bobby Bob?
And it's my pleasure to present this bilingual programme, Clare na Gael, with part of it in the English language, as Les Perchi Sigilg, and with part of it in the Manx Gaelic, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Elian Vanning, the Isle of Man. Asma Banach de Trish. The Stanleys have often been mentioned in Clare na Gael in connection with Manx history, but they've not generally been the primary focus. However, the conclusion of William Gell's 1906 poem invites more attention to the family who were kings and lords of Man. On skil na brerach and grim menmasich ashen putil, ta moira ben eg shen engedden bes, as ta na nien goil kereil jen aiek. Ta nerek pusurish, rish ben as de nienek. As the liet and lias foirs and del lias huir, ginu sharvent je ashen puddle. Gwendal Moel is from Morbihan in Brittany, but he's been based in the Colchester area for some time, and he's joined here by Emma Hardy on fiddle and her husband Tom on guitar to make up the trio Sauzon, the Saxon or English trio. Tawas geishach rish radio banning, stashun an ashun, viskol er skelia mach by Dulish, Elian Vanning.
Hurio wang avresi zel ritosti de glewe Hurio wang avresi zel ritosti de glewe Alestores marero lano La 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 am foan hi kala An astor as mare la 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 am foan hi kala Mas an oplang yo an mas a stampi gambe Gambe rova do bere stiri I don't say the same as all, no, 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 no
A young Breton cleric, Gwenole, meets a young woman, Metig, with the face of an angel, but she's bound for a convent. They swear eternal love and mourn that their fate is to separate forever, but they'll never forget each other. And we heard the voice of Gwendal Moel with the trio Sauzon. Whatever the rights and wrongs of the situation from the point of view of the people of the Isle of Man themselves, the Stanley family became de facto kings and later lords of Man, after Henry IV appointed Sir John Stanley to the kingship for his own lifetime, and then from 1406 it was made an hereditary title. However, there was a hiatus between 1593 and 1609, so William Gell's poem Man in Vegveen, a poetical sketch of the Isle of Man, isn't quite right in referring to Derby of renown, who thence for full 3 centuries down held undisputed Manin's crown. In the first place, they weren't the Derbys for the 80 years from 1405 to 1485. It was only in the latter year that they were created Earls of Derby. Then there was that hiatus, when Queen Elizabeth's Privy Council judged that King Henry IV's appointment of Sir John Stanley in 1405 and 1406 had been in error, and that all along the Crown of England had actually been King or Lord of Man. Ta ashen puttel gavrach vai marchus of ora der anmachsoni, sa chamer early. Chanel yabiek as ti cadle eran cholach, masten a smareg and doer. A shen bun an enemek ashen cochonal trish lai, as puttel, fogel and blas hesiach a germanish, son ben eg vroch. A shen erno the valley de kinjach solach vine lai as de smeregen. Uns versun an elia jane skeel shaw, she callion the laiish. Tret a quirra curret ern loch tai de gulgus gins a chastel, de vod macari rai event sailors a cheer, mor ben fusi, tan dias poor grey de be kideg ashen footle gull, ma visi culina over dolly, ons treg yer. Well, te chitli, les kuna no ushigan, de beche ma girt aia mera. Acht na yaishen, fos chanel kideg gull. Ach les cúna dech almen eg aia mera, ta edach stoma curitji, as ti golgus an yins, gin en ur ir eg a luch tai hín, as ten prince dauncer inrach an merish. Sophia Dale was a wonderful singer, and this is a song she wrote, and this version includes a Manx translation by Paul Rogers.
Thank you. haste, Gaugen, tread there for the vorm. An elrebe the shingen, achen fergig yalt a rom. Kus just jurit morta, a vede scholle roi. And bring him home to me.
The voice of Sophia Dale and her own song, Aist. Dech eert elje van Prins Downse merish aschenputel. Dech eert te gol meri gus a tai. Ach, te brisheur sulvai. A tras geert renne reche son pik de wei sleet herish ne Grieschen, as van breg ek gotch un shen. Haie prins gus a taing a leier gain lesh a breg, as te breich machion ne nienen sa tai, de welis on pusa quair bijau gieish van breg fregertach. Renel jas voir korlicher den chidi nienek, de jara voi an ordeg chosheg, de vodi kor moi a breg. Ach, dan i jinli ai moir aschenputel, tarn gael macarid en fool, as na vel sio en ven eeg kjart. Dan jas voir korlicher den na nienek, de jara voi glout van voenek, de vodi kor mui av reg. Rish, dan i jinli ai moir aschenputel, tarn gael macarid en fool, as na vel sio ven kjart noder. Egetai te feddan mach de vel aschenputel on, ach den lias voir greid a belly rov roch de way courage kiln fainish. Queen Elizabeth may have deferred to the Stanleys because of their service to the crown over many years, but she, said her privy council, was de jure lord of Man, and on her death in 1603 she was followed by King James. He in fact appointed two regents, as it were, before Anne Stanley, the daughter of Ferdinando Stanley, came of age. At that point, William Stanley, the brother of Ferdinando, who'd become the 6th Earl of Derby, bought out Anne Stanley's rights from her, and so he became Lord of Man. King James VI of Scotland, the 1st of England and Ireland, re-established the Stanleys to the Lordship of Man through legislation in 1609, and that set the title in legislation as Lord of Man. However, whilst it's something that came up before in looking at the Castle Rushen clock, that's jumping ahead again in this review of the Stanley family history. From the first Stanley King of Man in 1405, Sir John Stanley, the second one was another Sir John Stanley in 1414. After him, in 1432, came Thomas, who was made the Baron Stanley. music from Cornwall, with Andy Law leading the way on his fiddle. Andy's from Newlyn, and he was joined by musical friends from the Newlyn Penzance area. More from Andy and friends later.
The Nation Station, Men's Radio.
Shene the Jaru, Stashun and Ashun, Radio Banning. Sé Claire na Gaeld and Claire Shaw, with Sculler Chebbel, Joram Pean, Robert Cateen Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Did thee ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Lorish Gulgus in a Dega Radio Banning, as Raya Chraman, Eish Rish, for the Ufed and Recorders, Sé de Claire na Gaeld, Rishacht and Lugji Guller Scalia Mach. The podcast Gin Genius, Rish Regadden Nasty through the Nedega Radio Banning, the Thruden Reichier of the Podcast Ed, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, na Alexa. Confusingly, it was during Thomas Stanley's time as King of Man that Shakespeare has Sir John Stanley as a character, taking Eleanor Cobham, who'd been stripped of her title as Duchess of Gloucester and obliged to divorce her husband, Duke Humphrey. She was taken as a prisoner in charge of Sir John Stanley, and he says that she'd be taken to the Isle of Man. Well, legend has it that she was imprisoned in Peel Castle, escaped, and was driven mad with terror until she thought she found security in a cave at Garwick. But then she was rearrested and said to have been locked up in Peel Castle for another 10 years, and that what's called the more the do was her restless spirit. As I say, that's the legendary part, and historic reality bears it out not a whittle or a jot. Eleanor Cobham may have been put in the care of the Stanleys, and Thomas Stanley, the first Baron Stanley, had a son called Sir John Stanley, so perhaps there's some little grain of truth there. Dyna wyst the foglen alias woer, sy'n agnir veg maca ri, de bech asian putl curit les, as mersov a femer asian putl chit kion fenish a frins. Hoiacht ren ni unlacha yn edyn as na lawenec, der awad glen de bolach, as haist jach on as ren ni curchi den frins, ren sy'n amachgi a vreg era. Eish haist si ser stol, Chiarni y cas mach as y freg rhwng ffoiec, as renni sgyrra i stiach sy freg era, fy freg y tach gi dy slen. As tre chias i sws, as ych y print stiach sy'n edynec, fy en ega rys ar y fwyd yn elen fer gawns ymerys, as de mi, sioch y fen ffwsi chiart. Fy tan fen ys ersgyn nynch ag yn lias fwyr as yn de hiwr, as hengyd y fe ben les cori, Ach renn y prins cori rosyn er y chafel, as renn y marciach ros. As chaws fod gwlsia y tamach chawl, gili yn dech almen ben, sioch y prins as ben eg, as gyn ffwl er y breg, len chiat yn freg sien, as sien nis y ben. It's a bit early for this, but this is Irish singer Eva Scott, with a song written by her and her songwriting partner Enda Riley, and it's called Slán Leat.
Slán lát, slán walia, ra 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 mo her, slán gufo, slán walia, is me curse the tale. Slán lát, slán walia, he shat the red and shke, slán gufo, slán walia, Gwveca tu sala sa madina Gwglesha tu gwsha tanta Gwmara tu wna Gwskarau te dha hir I dha fata Slan lap, slan walia Ra 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 mo her Slan gwfo, slan walia Shut up, you mean to get day to on K. This girl out to slums of all the sucker. Song up, song one year. Rather than over, song of four, song one year. Come on, win me. sivna Jeg kjenner du da Amor Gå vekk du en mang amor Reik da har vakko Slan lat Slan wania Harar en mun moher Slan fo Slan wania Gungu lumet ri
Eva Scott, daughter of Francis Black from the well-known family of singers, including Eva's aunt Mary Black. As treven dech almen ein nilach maach sen, henkad as utsen getlach nin jai, as henkad de vein en shadow gilt an ashenputel, ferjau a chow yesh, ferjau a chow hier, as mursen renad tanachten. As treven vanish pointed to a jint, Henk na siwrach yn ffalsa, as fa treis jael dy frynarach as dy gedyn ffawr, as dy goel ar yn ons yn eilis. Mae so chawds fy'n cosiach bantio golgus yn chil, ren yn fer sinna siwl ar y chaw ies, as y fer se ar y chaw chier, as ren y cal men yn plwga mach sŵl jay cach. As chawds fy chit ar as, fy'n fer sinna ar y chaw chier, as y fer se ar y chaw ies, As ren y cal men yn plwg y mach, y sŵl elio jay cach. As morsof y deryt, dy gol dols yn cwjar marn y leenoc, cwnta yn olcus as yn olsidoc. As sian gerra y sgil, mychion asian pwtl. Fersiwn i morfa mae greu, jen sgil mychion calion y lai. Despite what Shakespeare may say, Eleanor Cobham, the former Duchess of Gloucester, was taken and imprisoned in Chester Castle in 1442, which would certainly be in the Stanley's orbit. Thomas Stanley was Constable and Justice of Chester. In the following year, 1443, Eleanor was moved to Kenilworth Castle, which was strongly associated with the Lancastrians, including John of Gaunt, one of the sons of Edward III. But Eleanor was to be on the move again in 1446, when she did arrive in the Isle of Man and was held in Peel Castle. And that's most certainly under the aegis of the Stanleys. However, she was on the move again 3 years later, when in 1449 she was moved to Beaumaris Castle in Ynysmon, the Isle of Anglesey. But again, amongst Thomas Stanley's offices, he was Chamberlain of North Wales. Shakespeare may have used the name of Sir John Stanley just as a kind of shorthand, as there'd been the two John Stanley Kings of Man from 1405 to 1432. The name of the Welsh village Machtraith means an unwholesome beach. There's a raised causeway there, Cob Machtraith, which carries the road. The singer here worries if it'll break. Beth Kellen sings with the trio Vri. Mm-hmm.
Ás tarið kopm allt ræð vefaðið fæmann marna vánan vang halan týræ óli óli æ marna vánan vang halan mæ vikæ fækann. Ond fedraidd ddim clytio na golchif hen gris mae'r na fawn an fang halon ti'r ai oli oli ai mae'r na fawn an fang halon byddai farw ar fyrir.
Maltraith, which was ordered to be built first around 1790, and is the subject of that song that was sung there by Beth Kellin, joining the trio Vri. On the death of Thomas Stanley, the first Baron Stanley, in 1460, came another Thomas, the man whose first wife was the daughter of the Earl of Warwick, the kingmaker, and on her death he'd married Lady Margaret Beaufort, and became stepfather-in-law to Henry VII. This was the Thomas Stanley who was created the first Earl of Derby for supporting Henry VII in defeating Richard III at Bosworth Field in 1485. It was this Thomas Stanley, the first Earl of Derby, who developed Laytham House into a stronghold known as the Palace of the North, with thick walls commanded by 18 towers and the Great Eagle Tower in the centre. It was at Laytham that Thomas Stanley died in 1504. His eldest son, George Stanley, had died the year before at Derby House in London in December of 1503. The rumour was that he'd been poisoned at a banquet. However, George had a son, another Thomas Stanley, who inherited his grandfather's title as second Earl of Derby. For the Welshin, Lleirad, Trudon Lior George, a skeel and ferish na brerach and grim, as the nasgil enmesich a luch an ushag as a pronag. Gen a belly scanchoilech or erby, tren a velmiach lai mach na skilen sa chlair shaw, ach sa lior shaw sa verl, balushi grange in a wimit jane choma Oxford. Ridelian na vodu fagan, shen the jolowin yindis action teg a vrerek Walter Crane. An chibi shaw toyacht an skil. Kyrt a rau, valuch as ushag as pronag, bech a kujach as frail tai, und she glen the mast oxen heen, as uns palches. She over an ushag de etlach gus a chael dach lei, as a chorli back foy. Ve an luch tarn an ushja, chin whirlu an isle, as cor kuj er a vúrd, as wa curum a fronag de chogra. Han el pecher bi buiach sa tail shaw, tamuren giri tulliu. Led a rau henk an ushag quail ushag elia er a red, as dinsha ji machiaun a stead fi bai ar bashil sa bliwisek. Thank you. the trio Lau, with Chris Drever from Orkney on guitar, the fiddle of Aidan O'Rourke from Oban, though an Irish father, and on accordion Martin Green, originally from Sheffield.
The Nation Station, Max Radio.
Stashun and Ashun to Radio Vanim, as unshaw, she Claire Nagale, Vishraclash and Carnish, Meron Peen, Robert Katin Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Have you heard tell of our Bobby Bob?
A hug and us yag Elia, toot barchory, that a huish overek. Cows when dead jow Elia, cow bay agesh the tie. Trevan Luch and Yun Werlu and Ilek, as a hjarnushja, Hai de goil feis a chamber begek, der a harach and trai de chor enrit der a wood. Ren na pronag tanachtan lorish na panachin, jean de yun shigger, the row a bee cogrich the mai. As kyart roch trejin air, renne mester a broch, nun vrowish, tree na kair kirtan de mai magirthamush, the yun me as blastel na vaughn. Esh, yinach an ushug chit the valia, as corshis a ledek, as yinach had saishis de I ag a vord, as luglun ye mai yinach had gold a lie, as cadlan inside der a vore gain. She be fi vibo on the jarrow. Ach ren an ushug reche an agni ek a lay gain, nach jinach I corri foi arach, as ish greid rau I mor sleib dau foda de lure, as nish the biden dau coch le magirt, as jinu reich as no. Thomas, the second Earl of Derby, made a brief visit to the island in 1507. It's said that it was he who gave the name of Derby Haven to the sheltered cove to the east of Castletown, sheltered by the northern tip of Langness and St. Michael's Isle, although the earliest recording of the name seems to be from the 1660s. The Stanleys were an important family at the royal court, and it was this Thomas Stanley, the second Earl of Derby, who took avoiding action, as it were, to make sure, well, that his head stayed on his shoulders, because he was at the court of King Henry VIII, Henry who came to the throne in 1509 and was king until his death in 1547. Thomas Stanley, the second Earl, took the view that, rather than appearing at the court of King Henry VIII as King of Man, it would be more politic to be the Lord of Man amongst all the other lords at court. Thomas, the second Earl of Derby, died in 1521, and he was succeeded by Edward Stanley. But Edward Stanley was a minor, and Henry VIII took responsibility for him. A latto is a Breton exclamation for something like, "What an idea!" And it's the name of this duo from the Crozon Peninsula, Antoun Cabon and Ruel Ilien. Anton sings in Breton here.
Jumbo da zero. darfanar Nuske midergear I siblons jord Nå det dukken da I plass om tur Klasker ves En augustimim Det bitterast viset Splikket dim Kila varstjar En museum Det kumbrinda pilé I aosku
Breton duo Alato and a song called Glass. At the time of Thomas Stanley's death in 1521, his son Edward was about 13 years of age, and Henry VIII appointed commissioners to bring him up until he was of age. The chief commissioner to guide Edward Stanley, the third Earl of Derby, was Cardinal Thomas Wolsey, and Edward Stanley later went with him on some diplomatic missions. However, when Henry VIII fell out with Wolsey, Wolsey had been in North Yorkshire, and as he returned he fell ill with dysentery and died in November 1530. Edward Stanley was 20 by this time, so just a year to go to come of age. The wardship of Edward Stanley for that year was bought up by Thomas Howard, the Duke of Norfolk, and he married Edward off to his daughter, Catherine Howard, without the king's permission. Henry wasn't impressed, but he did allow the marriage. But then a few weeks later, Norfolk's daughter Catherine died of the plague. Whereupon the Duke arranged another marriage for Edward Stanley, this time with his half-sister Dorothy Howard. Mursaw dyn y wyster feg dod y lwch as y prona grey, ban ysio cer dy ynw rer yn aegni ac hun. Mursaw ren y tarn cronan dy reich y chwys. As henke mach draw ei er y fronag corlais ffoich, fan lwch dy chogra as fan ysio dy llarn ysio. Dich ne sher na hacher. Hai a pronna gersul de gerden foich. Ren na nusjog erlu en ail. As hai a lucht de chora panna er nach. As ren dat furcht an erin tre jinnach a pronna chit de valia. As ee kor lesje foich san a leer gain. Ach van pronna geser a chaud. Der ouwit smunion der ouwrid an ach er jit er. As hai a nusjog pert jain red de ien doddy fagin beg jay. Herawi ffodd yr sŵl, henki cweil modd yr red. As fe eisyn, dyn yr ffronag mo crach leoel, eich rogl nisa as a nynw gerage. Eis ren a nwsio corsiach pleint naen fodd yr mo rwster bachtel gyn nera. Ach, herawi eich hwns ffordeil. Let's enjoy the voice of Sophia Dale again, and with the band Skeel, she sings one of my songs this time, She Nineg Mishas Ellen.
Nienig mich is eilen, kan hele skiele mei. Sanak fus mich in dunje, nach trafige se hei. Verfoglen ege miele, van achter sege kuhn. Ach tene fruch a kaglach, is tami ans presum. Is ach men in en ude, schacken jisch in dunje. Tre enker har seg kan ikke min snakte være kjan. Og din sidauder av seg tjall og heil var en av hånd. Hvor kjenne gretter til en tid til skæl og rasj med smel. Til tjall og fru er eget på begge spåten gæl. Hans åpnen inn en olje, sjakken kjisjen dunje. Deg ni med kjøtjen olje, en tre heng mi til sjå. Og din sidauder av er harlem den der vrider ljord. Da krogen en kakuljegen, des krogen se tai. Da djergen en se lebi, en tredam i gode lai. Es och men in en ulje, schakken tischen dunje. Von Kuljot, da gill ich du mir vorracht in Arm selber red. Da gill mir now to leck es drillen until your. Es taschen vor der Foren ist to los to lech wie mor. Es auch mein in den Ulje, schatten tischen dünje. Nach Wärme lecken nach, like wir wusch für Stunde fest. Es ta mi gelber ist, ich werde die Jinde gen bes. Ta röden jaffa kieche, te komm along, se tai. The volvens gamma lech in the stante sheers cry. As auch man in an ulje, schachen jischen dunje.
Mates, when you're young, never wed an owl man. That's the moral of that story. Shane Yeen Egg Misha's Ellen, sung there by Sophia Dale and the band Skeel. Dur to Morda, the Rowie and Eden Screen and False Egg of Fronag, the Rowie Tolchin Call of Yours. Esh, Fee Trimshach, Renda Nusha Goil Nisa Foy, as Dimmerkish Hine de Balia, as Dinshe Dun Luch Ulu Veer Nagen as a Clashen. Vatnin Yis Burich the Moor. A cerit de chira yn ryd sier as ffos de hanacht yn cwjach. William Gell's poem drew attention to the glacis, which he rhymed as glacis, thought to have been built in the 1540s to protect Castle Rushen's walls from siege guns being brought up to it. One suggestion is that the glacis was ordered by Cardinal Wolsey, but as he died in 1530, it looks as though it was at Edward Stanley's prompting as 3rd Earl of Derby, although he never actually visited the island. Ach, rosh me viscaed un feddon mach tulli mechion un luchtai stanlach, saind un furacht un dera nach hirt. Two hours of the best chill-out music for your Sunday evening on its way from 7 to 9, and then at 9 it's sundown to ease you into Monday morning. More music now from Andy Law and friends. And although Andy's from Newlyn, he's happy to take tunes from all around Cornwall. Shh. Shenayesh, as Mursaw. Until the next time, then, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert of Carslack.
Owl Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eve I'm a Creort, as Dutz, my Yerian share.